This is TechCrunch.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Chances are you may have noticed that many commercial vehicles are now electric vehicles, such as delivery vans, telecom minivans, utility maintenance trucks. But there are still many diesel-powered commercial vehicles because it's simply too expensive and too complicated to switch to an all-electric vehicle fleet overnight. That's why Pelican Mobility has been building a platform and a leasing solution that addresses this challenge caused by the switch to EVs for commercial fleets. As TechCrunch's Romain Dié writes, the French startup raised a 4 million euro seed round, which is around $4.4 million at today's exchange rate from Pale Blue Dot, First, Seed Camp, and a few others. Both commercial fleet operations and financing have been designed for traditional vehicles with internal combustion engines. If you want to go beyond a handful of EVs, you have to think about charging, range, and your everyday operations. As co-founder and CEO Vincent Schachter told DA, "We have developed a software solution to optimize fleet operations with electric vehicles. It's not necessarily fleets that are completely electric. They're generally not there yet. It's diesel fleet operators who are starting to put electric vehicles into their fleets, and we help them optimize the usage of vehicles according to their capacities." After having registered your entire fleet on Pelican Mobility and uploaded historical data, the company can automatically create various optimization scenarios that take into account charging times, pricing for diesel, and EV charging range, parking space, and more. Pelican Mobility goes beyond everyday optimization as it also takes into account the overall costs associated with each vehicle. Capital expenditures are as important as operational expenditures for commercial fleets. EVs tend to cost more when you buy one, for instance, but they're generally cheaper to operate. And this software platform unlocks new possibilities on the leasing front. Many companies lease their commercial vehicles, and Pelican Mobility believes that pricing is broken for commercial EVs. Schachter said, "Leasing has been designed for private cars with internal combustion engines. Leasing contracts, even for commercial vehicles, even for electric vehicles, end far too quickly. There are 3 to 5 year contracts, and the whole business is structured around the resale value of the vehicles. Why do leasers want short contracts? Because car makers want to sell more models and consumers want the latest model. But that's not necessarily true for commercial vehicles. That's why Pelican Mobility thinks longer leasing plans make more sense." Schachter added, "The good news is that electric vehicles last longer than diesel vehicles. They're longer-lasting assets, and longer contracts mean that the risks associated with the resale value are lower." The company expects to start offering its first leasing plans this summer. It will also have to raise a debt fund for that new business as Pelican Mobility plans to address large customers. Right now, the startup has 7 customers, and when you add up the commercial fleets of these customers, Pelican Mobility currently tracks a bit less than 100,000 vehicles on its platform. It's a software meet finance play that could potentially make it easier to switch to electric vehicles for fleet managers. Electric transport is not limited to the land, however. Electric boat maker Candela is approaching cruising speed with $25 million in new funding and the first commercial deployment of its new P-12 ferry in New Zealand. The company has global ambitions for its highly efficient boats and has completed and delivered dozens of them, which is a lot in this industry. As Devin Caldaway writes, Candela has been slowly upping the size of its vessels for years, starting with the considerably smaller C7 and C8, of which, as of this week, they have now produced a total of 70. The P-12, a ferry design that can handle up to 30 passengers, made its debut late last year. Just last week, the P-12 was given its first assignment. Ferry people around New Zealand's Lake Manapouri, a scenic destination, but also, more importantly, the site of the country's largest hydroelectric power station. And now, staff at that station can get to work via clean running boat rather than driving, which the companies estimate will save around 240 tons of emissions per year. It's a start, and it will help keep the lake clean and quiet. International interest in these boats is also evident in the participation of Groupe Beneteau, a more than century-old boating company that makes thousands of vessels yearly in the funding round. Many legacy boating companies are embracing electric engines and next-generation tech. Caldaway spoke with the head of another major manufacturer, Brunswick's Dave Falks, at CES about it. He said that the collaborations are fruitful because the small, growing companies need the income and reach, while the larger ones need ready-to-deploy tech. Like any other industry, you have to know when to buy and when to build, and big boating companies are happy to buy or invest. Candela's boats use hydrofoils with electric engines mounted on the bottom to effectively fly above the surface of the water once they get past a certain speed, vastly reducing energy consumption, historically and understandably a sticking point for electric boating. The approach does necessitate a powerful autopilot to keep it balanced, and despite their assurances, I wonder about how they'd handle log collisions, but overall, the advantages seem to outweigh the drawbacks. Caldaway actually drove one over the summer in Seattle, watching closely for logs, rather common in Elliott Bay, and wished they would replace the gas-chugging fast passenger ferries with P-12s. Candela isn't the only one pursuing this market either. Navier is also attempting to woo coastal communities with the draw of quiet, energy-efficient transit, and is currently shuttling Stripe employees around the Bay Area. And while Zinn Boats has been quiet for some time, they are also nailing down markets for the next version of their vessel. That is a quick look at a few things TechCrunch is reporting on. For more, visit TechCrunch.com. Check back later this afternoon for more news from TechCrunch.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.